Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We've mentioned on this show that there is a lot of interesting music coming out of Australia. Some has come to us via the DJ sessions, like Tame Impala, Empire of the Sun, and Jaguarma. The Wall Street Journal describes Jaguarma as pop, dance music, psychedelic rock, and experimental electronica with little side journeys into early 60s rock and Britpop. Pitchfork says they combine Ibiza dance floor with vintage hip-hop. And the group is now out with a new album. It's called Every Now and Then. And joining us now are Jack Freeman, Jono Ma, and Gabriel Winterfield of Jaguarma. They're in Philadelphia. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having us.
Well, let's listen to something off of your new album. This is called Loose Ends. If someone were to ask you what kind of music you're making, what would you tell them? Or what? How would you describe what you do?
This is one of the toughest questions.
It kind of depends who's asking as well. Like, it depends what they know. You know, if you could, like, if my relatives and stuff ask, I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, well, we kind of, like, sound like, you know, the Beastie Boys mixed with, like, Chemical Brothers. But, like, you know, there's a bit of an Aphex Twin influence there as well. Because they're just not going to know that. Yeah, so you just kind of say rock and roll and electronic or something.
Yeah, yeah. Like a sort of electronic version of the Beatles or something like that. that's for, yeah, our aunts and uncles.
The Lymans.
Yeah. But I don't know, like... I mean, yeah, like everything that Gab just mentioned, that there's influences from everywhere. I mean, the way that we make music, I think, is actually quite akin to a lot of hip-hop. But the music isn't hip-hop, you know. It's kind of closer to acid house, but with pop and whatnot.
I think what you're trying to say, Jono, is maybe you just, like, we try to avoid the question altogether.
But what do you mean when you say that the way that you make music is similar to hip-hop?
Well, we, you know, we kind of start with a beat, you, generally speaking, start with a beat and loop it up and then flesh it out and kind of riff over the top of it. But there's no rapping, you know, there's songs, but...
But it's vocals over...
Yeah, and it starts in the studio in that same way.
Well, let's listen to another song from your album. This is Give Me a Reason.
So tell me, baby, do you know?
I am going to say this, and I mean it completely as a compliment, but the thing that comes into my mind when I hear that is there's a little bit of, like, CNC Music Factory going on there in terms of that beat. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah. I love CNC Music Factory.
Yeah. But, you know, the other thing is this song is 7 minutes long, and a lot of your songs are longer than the typical song these days.
Yeah, I mean, actually, that one was at one point meant to be two separate songs, but we kind of like the idea of songs flowing into other songs, kind of like a DJ set or whatever. But yeah, on the first record, you know, there were songs that kind of did the same thing, where it's almost like a pop song, and then it starts to reflect on itself and remix itself. And I guess that's sort of reflective of the way that we work in the studio, where we'll kind of loop arrangements and just keep kind of jamming on them. And our live show is kind of like that as well. We like to kind of flesh things out and get deeper and deeper into one groove.
what's more fun for you, by the way, being in the studio making these songs or being on tour performing them?
It depends on the time. Like at the beginning of a tour, it's always super exciting. After 12 months of touring, I just can't wait to get back into the studio. And then, you know, after 6 months in the studio, you start to go cabin crazy and you just can't wait to get back on the road. So it goes in cycles.
You mentioned some of the bands that sound like you. Who are your influences?
I don't know where to begin.
How long do we have?
Yeah.
we'd like, you know, such a wide variety of music. I mean, there's a few things that we all connect on. Obvious ones are like Nirvana, the Beach Boys, the Beastie Boys, Aphex Twin, Chemical Brothers.
Yeah.
But then within our, you know, as individuals, we all kind of go on our own little paths as well.
And the name Jaguarma came from what?
It was actually an autistic friend of ours that kind of misspelt the word Jaguar, the name just kind of stuck.
Huh. That's as simple as that.
It basically is as simple as that.
Basically, we don't know.
The name chose us.
We don't know where it came from.
All right, well, let's get one more song in here. This is Ordinary. So we read that you went into the wilderness outside of Sydney for inspiration for this album, and then there was a shark involved. Could you tell us about that? What happened?
Basically, early on in the writing process of this record, we went up to a friend of mine has this place. It's about 4 hours out of Sydney, and it's in a national park and on the coast. We took a little bit of gear up there, like studio gear, and then set up kind of a studio in one of the cabins and started. That's where we kind of started writing every now and then the new record. And you know, being on a beach and you know having grown up on beaches, like we like surf and fish, and it was just after these like tremendous storms that had rolled through, and it meant that like the fishing trawlers weren't able to go out and kind of drag their nets, you know, through the ocean, and so all this mullet had like.
Populated the coastline.
The coastline, like literally, like there was more mullet than there was water. You could almost walk on it. So we Gab bought this spear gun, and we were trying to catch dinner. Basically, we were about to jump into the water, and this fisherman like yelled out to us and warned us not to jump in. Because you'd just seen a shark, and then at that moment we saw this giant, I think it was a bronze whale or a tiger shark, just tear through the school of fish.
Huh.
You know, like literally like a meter or two away from us, and it was like, it was quite awe-inspiring actually, like more than, you know, we were kind of blown away, more than fearful.
Was it music inspiring? Did it make it into this album
just,
at all?
It's energizing, you know, like nature is energizing, and I think that, you know, when we finally did catch a fish, like, you know, Gab and I always say it's like one of the best meals we ever had, because that story was a part of it, and the energy behind like catching it, and then the primal nature of it, you know, it was like one of those just sort of memories that you'll never forget. And then for that to be a part of, you know, making a record, it just kind of adds narrative and energy to it.
We've been speaking with Jack Freeman, Jono Ma, and Gabriel Winterfield. They are Jaguar Ma. Their new album is Every Now and Then. Thanks so much, guys, for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much for having us. Super!